Social and cultural barriers are the cause of ineffective gender participation in rural agricultural production. This is because access to land and capital for production are limited to women who venture into agriculture as compared to their male counterparts. This came up at a National Consultative Agriculture Investments Gender and Land Seminar in Accra. Participants called for the removal of impediments in rural agriculture to promote equitable and inclusive agriculture investment to stimulate growth. Here's a report by Yahya Kwamwa and Priscilla Anumnoy.
The agricultural sector has been identified as one of the pillars for promoting pro-poor and inclusive growth. The Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of crops, Dr. Al-Hassan Yakubu, said enhancing private sector competitiveness by promoting investment in commercial farming and outgrower scheme is seen as a key strategy for stimulating inclusive economic growth. He said government is currently assisting investors in scaling up inclusive business models that improve farmers' and businesses' commercial potential. Dr. Yakubu indicated that the priority of government is to ensure food security and reduce poverty levels among the people.
Investments need to be attentive to existing social differences in rural societies, including those based on gender, age, and ethnicity. There is ample evidence from research that agriculture investments conducted under various business models can have differentiated implications on various groups of the affected population, including women and men. In fact, women, due to the existing structural gender inequalities in access to land and control over key assets, most notably land and decision-making, are generally disadvantaged in terms of access to wage labor and contract farming opportunities, participation in consultations around land, compensation schemes, etc. Access to technology by women is often forgotten in the discourse of the gender gap in agriculture. As technology gets more privatized, it is important that we include access to technology in our discussion.
The SAO representative in Ghana, Dr. Lamudia Tumbiano, said the organization is ready to assist in formulating and implementing actions that will foster partnerships among relevant sectors towards equitable gender agricultural investment.
The existing regulation, how we can improve the policies, and how we can take, for instance, gender issue in project and program implementation for agricultural production. In the case of FAO, we pay attention to gender issue, basically because having, for instance, women having access to land and productive factor, it can increase the yield by 30%.
The program was organized by the FAO in partnership with the Center for Gender Studies and Advocacy of the University of Ghana and Ministry of Food and Agriculture.